WMAL News at 7. I'm Barbara Britt. Good morning. President Trump has landed in France to take part in the G7 summit with a packed weekend schedule.
Tomorrow is expected to be a very busy day here in Biarritz for President Trump. He'll be having some bilaterals with leaders, and there's also going to be an economic forum. This is a forum that his U.S. aides actually lobbied for so that the president can tout his accomplishments.
That's correspondent Pamela Brown. Before leaving, President Trump sending well wishes to Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg after another bout of cancer treatments for the 86-year-old.
She spoke about her plans to stay on the court earlier this summer.
As long as I can do it full steam. And that means at my age, 86, you have to take it year by year.
Ginsburg added that she expects to be okay next term, and after that she'll just have to see.
That's correspondent Ariane DeVogue. At this hour, protests in Hong Kong continue now with Hong Kong police using tear gas to disperse young protesters near a police station. Riot officers also moved in with batons early today to drive away pro-democracy demonstrators. Amazon dropping plans for a warehouse and fulfillment center in Upper Marlboro. After neighbors complained about the plans, the online retailer reportedly no longer plans to build the 4 million square foot facility in the Westphalia neighborhood of Prince George's County. Amazon saying the project is not the right fit for Amazon at this time. Prince George's County officials had cleared the way for the construction to begin on the warehouse later this year, but neighbors expressed concerns about traffic and property values. Governor Hogan, though, pledging to work with Amazon to find another location for that warehouse in Maryland. A Delaware man has been arrested after his co-workers at a warehouse in Maryland saying he assaulted a supervisor and threatened mass violence.
Maryland State Police say 26-year-old Brian Knight of Newark, Delaware, has been charged with assault, threatening mass violence, and destruction of property. Police say employees at a food distribution warehouse in Elkton, Maryland, called 911 on Thursday afternoon and said an irate man was threatening to kill everyone in the building. Workers say Knight assaulted a supervisor and smashed items in the building, then left with a threat to return and commit widespread violence. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Throughout this weekend, there will be lane closures on the regular lanes along northbound I-395. These closures will be from King Street to Washington Boulevard for bridge rehabilitation work. The HOV lanes will also close.
The HOV lane on 395 will be closed throughout the weekend as well, and they will reopen early Monday morning in time for the rush hour commute in the northbound direction.
Michelle Holland with VDOT says you can expect some delays, as you might imagine. The full WMAL traffic is coming up. In sports, Nationals top the Cubs 9-3 with home runs from Juan Soto and Adam Eaton, a couple of bunts from Anibal Sanchez. Orioles fall to the Tampa Bay Rays 7-1. They're tired of losing. O's general manager Mike Elias has fired 11 members of the scouting team in the front office an effort to turn around the struggling O's. WNBA, Washington Mystics lose to the Chicago Sky 85-78. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Summertime in Washington. It's not the heat. It's not the humidity. It's how fast everything changes. From seasonal storms to full-scale weather events, trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
The severe thunderstorm warning, of course, these things come and they go.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
You might want to get ready for some heavy rain.
On 105.9 FM.
Active weather on the way.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-423-4557. That's 800-423-4557. 800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
7:05 on 105.9 FM WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Christine Eads in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Manassas this morning on 28 southbound Noakesville Road between Godwin Drive and the Prince William Parkway, right around Pennsylvania Street, the southbound lanes remain closed because of a crash. Your northbound lanes have been reopened. Taking a look downtown on 295, the Anacostia Freeway, as you make your way southbound, you're jammed up just after Benning Road now, making your way towards Pennsylvania Avenue, and that's because of the construction. There's a traffic pattern shift there through a long-term work zone. It is jamming things up for you. Also, the Pennsylvania Avenue ramp to enter southbound 295, there's a lane shift there as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It'll be mostly sunny today, low humidity, gorgeous day, highs near 80 tonight. A few clouds down to 64, 65 right now at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I was the tomato walking on two sticks. That's what they nicknamed me.
I get it. Walking into a weight loss clinic can be a lesson in humility. But not if you know that inside are non-judgmental, empathetic, professional EMP 180 client coaches focused on your goals.
My name is Chuck Cohen. I live in Gainesville, Virginia. Emailed EMP 180. That was on a Monday. And on Tuesday, I had my first appointment. The first weigh-in was a big deal for me. When you lose 8 pounds on that first weigh-in, I couldn't even believe it. Alisa was my mentor. I was a guy who needed a cheerleader. That's good motivation for me. I weighed 180 pounds. I'm down on my scale to 157. EMP made me feel good about looking forward to the summer and going to the beach and taking my shirt off. I'm pretty excited about that.
Set your first consult at EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Financing's available. So are first responder, military, and teacher discounts. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Use it to lose it for life.
You've got all kinds of hustle, like get the job done hustle and get the kids out the door hustle. If you've got hustle, we've got your back. University of Maryland University College, a respected state university with 90-plus programs and specializations and more than 70 years' experience serving working adults like you. That includes rolling admissions to help you get started, and you could get credit for your career experience, affordable courses, and no-cost digital course materials for most programs, and the flexibility of online classes to fit your busy life. If you've got hustle, University of Maryland University College is made for you. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate with University of Maryland University College. Apply by August 31st and we'll waive your application fee. Fall classes start soon. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Hour two of the Saturday morning update. Great to have you with us and great to have John Gizzi with us every weekend. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning to you.
President Trump has landed in France. He's en route to Biarritz, the site of the G7 summit this weekend. And, John, what do you expect him to accomplish? Is he going to try and come home and have it labeled the G8 by the time he's finished?
That seems to be the talk du jour when the president came out and talked to us at the White House on Wednesday. And since then, neither pundits nor politicians have stopped talking about it. Needless to say, the commander-in-chief is not either. The president brought up the scenario of finally letting Vladimir Putin's Russia back in the community of industrial titans. In other words, make the G7 the G8 again. And as he pointed out, he has no problems with it. Ukraine, which led to the expulsion of Russia following Moscow's decision to seize the Crimean part of the Ukraine. That all happened before I was president, Mr. Trump told us. Now he wants to move on. There's some question whether other countries feel the same way. He said that Emmanuel Macron and he had talked about this, but that Macron was on board, and we agree that Russia should get back in, and we should be talking to them directly instead of communicating through channels and other means of communication with the Kremlin. Not so, says Macron. the French president insisting he's still committed to keeping Russia on the outs with the community of industrial nations. It's going to be an exciting discussion, and it will be interesting to see whether the great deal maker can win over any new compatriots on this.
So there's seven members. We're one of them. What's the advantage to the other six if they do allow Russia back in?
Well, the advantages clearly are that there is another trading partner that they can deal with, that they will have openings to other countries that they may not necessarily have a trade agreement with right now. And clearly, the advantage would be for Russia. Russia right now deals in oil. It's a major supplier to European countries, notably to Germany. And it would be opened up to do more business in Europe. My guess would be a good part of this is just simply respect, being a member of the club. And when Russia sits down with the United States and Germany and France and India and Japan and all these other powers, there is a scintilla of respect that comes with just having a seat at the table. My guess is that this may take some time, and it may also get Russia to renounce hegemony over other parts of what was once the former Soviet Empire. Is Vladimir Putin ready to do this as the price of admission? Not sure at all about that.
The president hasn't always had agreements with Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron, among those at the G7, but he will have a new ally in Great Britain.
He certainly will. The new prime minister is someone who's been called the Donald Trump of the United Kingdom. That's Boris Johnson, Bojo, who came to power after being the campaign chairman for the Leave Committee in the battle over Brexit in 2016. Donald Trump, alone among world leaders, was very vocal in saying Brexit was a good idea and practically endorsed Boris Johnson for prime minister during Theresa May's twilight days in office. So he's not going to be a lone wolf at this G7 meeting. There'll be a wolf pack there, and it will be interesting to watch Bojo and Donald working together. One postscript to this. The White House, in briefing reporters on the G7, emphasized that the president will have an extensive discussion with another leader, often considered a lone wolf, India's Prime Minister Modi.
All eyes have pretty much been on the presidential candidates so far in this campaign season. But in Kentucky, there is a state race for attorney general. It's gotten heated, it's gotten controversial, and it includes racial overtones.
There's no other way to put it, Rick. Daniel Cameron, former legal counsel to Senator Mitch McConnell, 33 years old, a conservative Republican who happens to be black, is carrying his party's banner for state attorney general in the bluegrass state, which I might add has not elected a Republican as attorney general since after World War II. Recently, this race, normally below the radar screen, literally exploded after Mr. Cameron was invited to the White House to meet President Trump. Proudly brandished the president's tweeted endorsement. Dawn Elliott, a Louisville civil rights lawyer and radio talk show host, said, and remember, ladies and gentlemen, I'm quoting Miss Elliott on this, Mr. Cameron should not be eating the White House coon flakes that he's been offered. End of quote. That's right, folks, coon flakes. Those were the words of a civil rights attorney in Louisville, who was writing an op-ed and later tweeted that Donald Trump does not like the children of immigrants and hates people of color. End of quote. Well, I interviewed Mr. Cameron last week, and I asked him flatly, was the president a racist? No, he is not. Let me make that very clear to you, he responded in no uncertain terms. He said that anyone who invites him into his office, sits next to him, and asks his opinion on things ranging from the sanctity of life to how to stop illegal immigration without looking mean-spirited is not a racist in any way. I'm proud to have Donald Trump's endorsement and to stand with him, Mr. Cameron told me. In any event, the condemnation throughout the bluegrass state has not been for Daniel Cameron associating himself with his party leader, but for Dawn Elliott and others who condemn him and judge him not by the quality of his character, but by what they consider good old-fashioned race politics.
Turn to North Carolina. Senator Tom Tillis, synonymous with North Carolina, but may not be and not by choice.
No, exactly. I always thought that Tom Tillis, Republican senator, who unseated a Democratic incumbent 6 years ago, was a slam dunk for re-election. Not so. He may not even make it past the primary next March. While Tom Tillis is genuinely a Republican conservative who votes for the Trump agenda, he's been a bit reluctant about taking a hard line on illegal immigration. When the president called for a state of emergency over the building of his proposed wall on the border, Tom Tillis was critical. Enter a fellow named Garland Tucker, industrialist, author, longtime conservative, who got in the race for the Senate and hits hard at the incumbent's less than solid stand on illegal immigration. Well, voila. After a few months of Tucker on the airwaves and the stump, Senator Tillis changed his position. He voted with the president on the state of emergency. Garland Tucker is relentless on this. He is coming back reminding voters that at one point the incumbent senator supported driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. What this boils down to, dear hearts and gentle people, is not one's traditional moderate versus conservative primary, but a race of two conservatives who happen to take differing stands on illegal immigration. And that one issue may just tip the scales against the incumbent. We've got several months to go on this one, and we'll see. But keep in mind, North Carolina, it bears watching.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure to be here. Stay cool this weekend.
7:18, Saturday morning update on WMAL. And we'll be talking with Mike Love of the Beach Boys. They're in town tomorrow. That's next, but first, an interesting story on George H.W. Bush coming up. And that's next, but first off, we'll check the traffic and weather. Christine Eads is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Things are quiet on the inner and outer loop of the Beltway as you make your way between the Springfield Interchange and towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. On the other side, things look good also between the Springfield Interchange making your way towards 66. The construction inside the Beltway on 66 westbound has been picked up around Spout Run Park, so all your lanes are open and you're moving at speed. 295, the Anacostia Freeway southbound. The construction at Pennsylvania Avenue has you hitting the brakes just after Benning Road. This is because of a long-term work zone and lane shifts on 295, as well as the ramp at Pennsylvania Avenue to go southbound on 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, your WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks great. Mostly sunny today, high 78. Sunshine tomorrow, high 79. Mostly cloudy Monday, high of 75. Clouds on Tuesday up to 80. And some showers possible on Wednesday with a high of 83. 61 now. We're headed to 78. We're at 719 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Good to have you with us. And if you missed getting out much of the summer because of the rain and the heat, well, you can make up for it tomorrow. The Beach Boys are at Wolf Trap, 3 o'clock show in the afternoon. Weather is going to be perfect this weekend. We are joined now by Grammy winner and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, founding member, and lead singer of the Beach Boys. Mike Love is with us this morning. Mike, it's good to have you back.
Hey, Rick, it's great to talk to you and MAO listeners.
Well, there was an announcement on the Today Show this week about the Points of Light Foundation, and they're having an event in New York in the fall. And I know that you were very close to President George H.W. Bush, and you were actually instrumental in the creation of one of George Bush's Points of Light Foundation's first initiatives. And I think that's really cool.
I'll never forget the launch of what we called StarServe, Students Taking Action and Responsibility in Service, which was our answer to George Bush's call to become one of the 1,000 points of light. Now they're up to about 6,000 points of light, which is a fantastic foundation, a great organization, and a fantastic legacy for George Herbert Walker Bush, who is one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet, inside or out of politics. His friends, his family, and even his adversaries admired him and respected him. And even when he lost to President Clinton, he put aside that defeat, which he didn't take kindly to. He didn't like losing, but he got with Clinton to do some great things to help people out. And so it's just his nature. And I think the Points of Light Foundation is such a shining legacy for something that was in his speech when he was accepting the Republican nomination for presidency. He mentioned 1,000 points of light. And sure enough, within a couple of years, there we were in the East Wing of the White House, the Beach Boys and George and Barbara Bush and a bunch of people along with us who were involved with StarServe, and it was just it's a cherished memory. It really is.
Well, he had established the White House Office of National Service, which was specifically focused on encouraging volunteerism and community service across the United States. And you played the role on the youth initiative side. It's a great achievement.
Well, it was. We were happy to do it, and we were able to do it, and enjoy dinner. We got it out to 100,000 schools to encourage kids from grade school on up through high school and to become a point of light and help out in any way they can. And so it was a very inspirational thing. And so we're looking forward to an event in New York, Points of Light Gala on the Intrepid, which is docked in New York, So we're very much looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a wonderful event.
Well, you've had a busy summer. You are actually performing in Europe most of June and July. And what stood out to you as you toured Europe? And this isn't your first tour of Europe. What stood out to you? Any special concerts or special evenings?
Well, the most special thing to me was going back to Prague. Prague was in the former Czechoslovakia. Now Prague is the big city in the Czech Republic. And when we went there 50 years ago, I think we were the only rock group to ever go behind the Iron Curtain. It was occupied because the Czech people wanted to break away from the Soviet Union. And they were occupied as of 1968 by the Soviet troops from East Germany, from Russia, from Poland, and a couple of other countries that were part of the Soviet bloc. Literally, when we flew in, there were MiG jets on one side of the runway and the Russian tanks on the other side.
Whoa.
It was the most intimidating, landing I've ever made. But 50 years later, in the very same hall, we performed, and now there's freedom. The Czech Republic is free of that Soviet domination. So was an incredible, almost miraculous thing to be able to go back somewhere 50 years later and enjoy and celebrate the 50th anniversary of our being there, when our music gave them a sense of freedom and hope and positivity, because we represented America, rock and roll, and literally good vibrations. It was really, that was the most standout thing of the summer for me. I mean, there are other great concerts all over Germany, you know, Switzerland, Spain, Denmark, you name it. It's always great to go and see different cultures and architecture and language and cuisine. We had a great time. We played Royal Albert Hall in London, which is, I often say that the Vatican is to Catholics what the Royal Albert Hall is to musicians. It's just a magnificent venue. And we played two sold out nights there. But you know, now we're back in the USA and we are looking forward tomorrow afternoon to coming out to Wolf Trap, which is a beautiful, beautiful venue.
Well, it's a 3 o'clock show. Now, you do over 100 shows a year, and you have more songs in your library, more songs in your repertoire than you can play on one show.
Yeah.
Do you just vary the set list from show to show?
Well, we do according to the venue. If it's a large venue like Wolf Trap, we might, you know, err on the side of a little more up-tempo than, you know, in a performing arts center that's more intimate, like a theater. We might do some more ballad-oriented things and stuff. But we also have a new album out called 12 Sides of Summer. And I did the lead-off track on the album is called California Beach. And the last track on the album is Rockaway Beach, which is originally by the Ramones, a punk group, you know, and they covered our song, Surf and Safari. So we're getting even with them in a nice way. We love the song. It's got so much energy. There's a few new things on our set, which go along great with all the ones we always do. Surf and Safari, Surf and USA, I Get Around, Fun, 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 Help Me Run to Good Vibrations. You know, all those songs from Pet Sounds, God Only Knows, Sleep John B, Wouldn't It Be Nice? Fun, Fun, Fun ends it all, you know, but we have a fantastic time. We love coming to Wolf Trap. It's every time we've been able to go, it's been sold out or nearly so, and it's a party on the lawn.
Oh, absolutely. And you see people who grew up with you originally, you see their kids, and you see the kids of their kids. So it's a really great event at Wolf Trap. The show starts at 3 o'clock. It's going to be a perfect afternoon. There are some seats left, not many, but some seats are left at Wolf Trap. And they're going to get snapped up with people wanting to be on the lawn this weekend. So it's Wolf Trap, 3 o'clock tomorrow. And you can get tickets at wolftrap.org. And Mike, it's really great to have you back in the nation's capital and to come on WMAL. We always love having you.
Well, thank you, Rick, and thanks for getting the word out. And we'll see everybody that makes it out to Wolf Trap tomorrow afternoon.
Good 7:28 Saturday morning update.
Your train is jammed up like a highway at rush hour.
Thanks for coming so fast. My sink is clogged. Bad.
Good thing you called Michael and Son, sir. We clear almost any indoor drain fast, and we do it for just $99.
99 clamps? What are you, a joker?
No joke. Your clog picked the wrong plumber to mess with.
$99 clears almost any clog. Call the drain detectives at Michael and Son. Case closed.
If you can, we can. Michael and Son.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side. I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on most beds. And Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's Ashley Home Store's biggest Labor Day event, and it's your chance to save up to 50% store-wide, plus free delivery and setup. Many groups at Ashley's lowest prices ever. Shop Ashley Home Store's biggest Labor Day sale in Maryland and Virginia.
Coming up on the 7:30 news with Barbara Britt, then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and K.T. McFarland, the G7, North Korea, China, Russia, Iran, all on the agenda in the next half hour right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Barbara Britt. A deadly strain of salmonella has made hundreds of people sick across the country. Correspondent Jacqueline Howard with more.
This strain has been resistant, so it's not responding well to two of the main antibiotics typically used to treat infection. So those are azithromycin or Z-Pak and ciprofloxacin.
The CDC says more than 255 people across 32 states were sickened, 60 of them hospitalized, two of them dying from the salmonella infection. A Delaware woman has been charged with nearly 50 criminal violations after police say she drove drunk and was involved in multiple hit-and-run crashes here in Maryland. Ocean City Police say 23-year-old Paige Tomczak was driving recklessly with drugs in the car when she hit multiple vehicles, then fled. Police say they found drugs, alcohol, and a knife in her car. Documents say her blood alcohol concentration was three times the local limit. In Paradise, California, thousands of residents who lost their homes in the deadly Northern California wildfire have returned for the first local football game since the deadly blaze. Paradise High School was a big winner last night, defeating Williams High School 42-0. Nice day to get outside and listen to some jazz this afternoon at Silver Spring Jazz Festival.
The headliner is Arturo Sandoval, renowned jazz player, and the whole event intends to highlight Silver Spring as a welcoming community.
Rimberto Rodriguez is the area director, saying it's a family event, starts at 3. In sports, it was the Nationals, and they beat, let me look right here. Yes, they beat the Cubs last night, 9-3. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of the Wise Investor Show on WMAL. If you miss our show on Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m., you can still stay connected with up-to-date financial news. Just log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com to listen to the latest Sunday Wise Investor shows and our midweek update podcasts. Stay connected and stay informed. That's thewiseinvestorgroup.com.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV Plus, a 65-inch TV for just $13.99. Whoa, that's two for one. The Big Screen Store, now open in Springfield. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store is your motion furniture headquarters with innovative furniture featuring power headrests, full power recline, USB ports, lighting and accessories, power lumbar support, plus an incredible selection. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV Plus, a 65-inch TV for just $13.99. Whoa, that's two for one. The Big Screen Store, now open in Springfield.
WMAL traffic and weather, Christine Eads in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traveling through Falls Church on 66 westbound, right at the Dulles Connector Road. Single car crash there. The wrecker is just now showing up on the scene, but it is going to take away your right lane, and they're sitting on the shoulder with police, so minor delays to get past that accident. Seeing some slow traffic begin to build on the BW Parkway northbound between 197 and 198 with all lanes open. 295, the Anacostia Freeway southbound. Because of the construction at Pennsylvania Avenue, you're going to be jammed from Benning Road to get past that situation. You have to shift over to the left. Also, Pennsylvania, the on-ramp that enters southbound 295 is also part of the construction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have a beautiful morning, mostly sunny today, low humidity, highs near 80, more of the same tomorrow, 65 right now at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on WMAL.
Hey, it's me, Larry O'Connor. Let's talk about buttons. Not the buttons on your clothes. I'm talking about the kind you press. Everyday buttons make our lives way easier. Fresh cup of coffee, press a button. Top floor of an office building, a button. Kale, pineapple, matcha smoothie, yeah, okay, a button. Now, if you have sleep apnea and can't use CPAP, there's a button that's a real game changer. It's called Inspire, and it's the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body with the click of a remote. That's right, a button. go from sleeping like this to this. No mask, no hose, just sleep, all with the click of a button. If you're struggling with CPAP, great sleep awaits at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation.
Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with a licensed local expert with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Now during the Ram Labor Day sales event, get an additional $500 bonus cash on Ram 1500 and see how Ram has more to offer. The all-new Ram 1500. It's got more storage with a class-exclusive available Ram box, and it's the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The new Ram 3500 has more power with an available 1,000 pound-feet of diesel torque and more towing, over 17 and a half tons. The all-new Ram 1500 and new Ram 3500. Hurry in to get a great deal at the Ram Labor Day sales event. Or get 20% off MSRP on select 2019 Ram 1500 Classic models in dealer stock the longest. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and hurry in today during the Ram Labor Day sales event. See dealer for details. On oldest 15% inventory of 2019 model year Ram 1500 Classic models as of 8/119 while dealer stock lasts. Offer not available on lease offers or with any other manufacturer incentive offers. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Saturday morning update 7:37. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Lots going on. First off, yeah. North Korea threatening to call off denuclearization this week. Kim Jong-un firing off two more missiles late Friday. What does this mean? Is this indicative that he's getting antsy and wants to sit down and make a deal, or is he backing off the whole thing?
No. This is typical of the North Koreans, especially Un. No matter what, they want attention. And so whenever they think that the world is not paying sufficient attention to the great leader, they're going to do something provocative. The level of provocation is based on where they think they are in the scale of lack of press. So in this case, these short-range missiles, you know, this isn't the larger missiles they were trying to develop. This wasn't a nuclear test. This is simply, I think, them kind of saying, hey, pay attention to me. Plus, you know, we are discussing, because we are putting pressure on, we've agreed to continue to keep pressure on, a series of military exercises with the South Koreans. So they're clearly not happy about that. But again, this is not something that anybody should be worried about as far as I'm concerned.
You know, the president keeps working on his relationship with Kim Jong-un, generally gives him a pass whenever these things go down. And I think the president's strategy is to try and build up his trust. But the perception that Kim Jong-un would have of those military exercises, you know, we figure it's routine, it's probably not that big of a deal, it's something they do every year. But what is the perception to him? Is that part of his hesitation, is the possible mistrust, because it's a lot worse to him than it may look to us?
Well, I think this is his generals. I mean, we've talked a number of times since we began talking about this the last couple of years, is that there's a step-down process that's kind of in play. You know, you've had a society to include its military completely committed to the idea that the United States is evil, that South Korea is really planning to invade them, and it's a completely misguided but North Korean-centric perception of the world. The introduction of Donald Trump at the DMZ going into North Korea kind of really upset the perception card of apples. There's only so many ways they can explain that. And clearly there's a peace process ongoing that the North Korean people have to be aware of by now. And that includes the generals. But I think part of this, Rick, is you have to give his military establishment, the Korean People's Army, some level of kind of, I'm going to say this is inartfully as I guess I have to, a breathing room to kind of let them kind of figure it out for themselves. You're not going to stop train going, 60 miles an hour in 30 feet. So I think part of this is there's a walking down the ladder trying to de-escalate the situation. So again, I don't think it's a great sign, but I don't think it's anywhere near as bad as it could be regarding provocation of their use of major weapon systems.
So President Trump recently pulled us out of a treaty with Russia.
Right.
We had a cruise missile test last week, and in the wake of the test, China and Russia called for a UN Security Council meeting over the U.S. missile test. Now, that's a switch.
That is, and they should. You know, what the heck? We could highlight the Russian violations of the treaty one more time that was the result of their abandoning that agreement. Many of you may remember the INF Treaty was the first major treaty between the United States and Russia back during the Cold War. This was about 80. It was negotiated in 86. My friend Bud McFarland, former National Security Advisor President Reagan, was one of the key negotiators. And this all resulted in the elimination of a whole class of nuclear weapons from the battlefield. These are the intermediate range. These are, between 300 to 500 mile range weapons, very much focused on tactical targets. This could shoot, for example, say, from Germany into Poland, back when Poland was part of the Warsaw Pact. And they're very hard to detect. These things fly really low, near the speed of sound, and they are hard to pick out. So we've reintroduced this battle system to the battlefield. Tomahawk, you may remember when you were a kid, and I was a kid in our 20s, Tomahawk missiles were what was talked about being eliminated. This is what was fired. And the Russians are all fired up because, they feel that they should have been able to keep us kind of tied to that treaty. And the Chinese clearly are very worried about it because, while they were they're one of the reasons we've reintroduced this battle system to the battle spaces because the Chinese were not tied to the treaty and have developed their own type of weapon in this space. So that's why you're seeing this aggressive reintroduction of this weapon system into our inventory publicly. And, it's just basically saying we're going to be able to use this weapon if you do anything aggressive that requires us to do it.
So President Putin had ordered a quote-unquote symmetrical response to our missile test. What would that look like? What does that mean?
Well, I think that's why he said it. It could mean a number of things. It's kind of a
word. No, it's symmetrical, but other than that.
Yeah. So, look, the Russians have had a tradition of looking at options that would not necessarily be linked one-for-one to an event. The Russians are masters of deception. They've developed or are developing, as we have knowledge of, a new class of weapon systems. Some of these things are kinetic weapons, kinetic energy weapons. Some of these things we talked about, I think it was last week, Rick, this whole new class of nuclear weapons, this idea of having a nuclear generator flying these things around that can't be detected. The Russians have never stopped developing their systems, and Putin in particular has been trying to reintroduce the concept of Russia being essentially a superpower on par with the Soviet Union. So whenever he says something like that, we have to look at it from his perspective. This is something he doesn't like because it does diminish his prestige. It's something that clearly they don't like by the fact that this gives us another capability against them should we have to go to war in some instance. And frankly, the Russians are going to do what they can to continue to trouble us globally. And it's just something that he does, and we accept as the price of doing business with him as part of the process.
So this week, Iran unveiled a long-range missile defense system.
Right.
How effective would you say that might be against the U.S. missiles, or do we know yet?
Well, speaking of Russia, Russia has been a big partner with Iran trying to help them develop some of this. And we do recognize that the Russians are never going to give the Iranians their best technology, but it's going to be pretty good. And within the context of that, this system is probably would be able to defeat a wide range of conventional capabilities. I think it's something that we would be challenged by regarding getting aircraft in and out. With that said, I think the United States has developed a very effective military approach, combat approach, to being able to either avoid detection or take these systems out. Remember, during the Gulf War, one and two, one of the things we did first was to eliminate the anti-air defenses of Iraq. I don't think we've abandoned that philosophy militarily, and I think we could do it again. So, God forbid if we ever do decide to do a military strike, I think it would be a challenge, but not something that would stop us.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you so much for joining us.
Rick, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
You betcha. 7:47, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Christine Eads is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Crash on 66 westbound is right at the Dulles Connector Road. Police and the tow truck are on the scene there, so it's causing some delays because it is taking away your right shoulder and your right lane. So minor delays to get past that accident scene. On the BW Parkway, we do have a report of an accident to make your way through South Laurel. Northbound between 197 and 198 is where we're seeing those delays. And on 295, the Anacostia Freeway, it's because of construction that you're sitting in traffic from Benning Road making your way down towards Pennsylvania Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny today, high of 78. Sunshine tomorrow will be up to 79. Cloudy on Monday and Tuesday. We'll reach 75 on Monday. Tuesday high is 80 degrees. Some showers in the picture for Wednesday with a high of 83. 62 right now, headed to 78. 7:47 on the Saturday Morning Update. KT McFarland is next.
It's hot in the city. Too hot. Air conditioners frying like butter.
Thank goodness you're here. I'm positively melting in my home.
Well, ma'am, Michael and Son's 21-point tune-up will make your AC blow stronger, colder, and it's just $59.
$59? Sounds impossible.
It's what we do, ma'am. We do AC tune-ups the right way.
The $59 AC tune-up from Michael and Son. Case closed.
If you can, we can. Michael and Son.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
The Internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL.
That's why you need Xfinity, with fast, reliable Internet. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental control, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, giving you fast, reliable Internet at a great value. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $44.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, ask about enhanced security for safer browsing. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 9/10/19. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with a licensed local expert with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
7:50, it's the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by KT McFarland, former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration. And who better than to talk about the G7 than KT McFarland? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, the Group of Seven, as it's known, the Group of Seven, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, United Kingdom, U.S., and the European Union. They gather this weekend. President Trump stirred things up Friday, and you know, people were kind of scratching their heads about what the president was doing Friday. Often there is method in his madness. Was there something behind the strategy?
Absolutely. You know, France is hosting the meeting, so France gets to set the agenda. And on the agenda were banning fossil fuels, banning plastic straws. And Trump, about a week ago, said, why don't I have to go? I don't want to go to this meeting. And so then France reluctantly added trade to the issue, to the agenda. And so Trump yesterday just did what Trump does. He has now totally seized that meeting. The agenda is going to be set by Trump, because he's now the loudest voice in the room by a lot. And he's also focused everybody on trade. So I have a feeling they're not going to spend a whole lot of time on plastic straws, but a lot more time on the economy and trade wars.
So what does he hope to accomplish this weekend?
Well, now that he's got everybody's attention, I think that what he wants to do and what he should do, I'm not sure he'll do this, but what he should do is, I think, do a really dramatic three-part plan. So first, when he sits down at the table, I think he and Prime Minister of Great Britain, Boris Johnson, the new Prime Minister, they should formally announce that they are committed to reaching a U.S.-UK trade deal by the end of the year. So here's the backstory. Britain's pulling out of the European Union by October 31st with or without an agreement with the Europeans. It's called Brexit, British exit. And it's likely to be what they call a hard Brexit. In other words, Britain just leaves. They agree to a divorce. They just leave. They don't have a separation agreement. They haven't figured out what they're going to do about the Irish border. But they're so fed up with the European Union holding them hostage for 3 years of negotiations that went nowhere that the Brits are just going to leave. Now, I think then what happens is everybody gets really nervous because Trump and Boris Johnson, there have been a lot of press reports that they've been talking already, that they want to have a trade agreement the minute Britain leaves the European Union. And if they make that announcement that they're committed to between October 31st and December 31st getting a United States-UK trade agreement, I think it then absolutely sends tremors through the other members of the G7, particularly the Europeans. Because when that sinks into the Europeans, that all of a sudden the British leaving the European Union will be good for Britain and the United States and bad for Germany, France, and the rest of Europe, I think then they sit up and take notice. What I think then the next step is, having shaken everybody up and watched them squirm for a little while, then Trump should propose that the United States and the European Union, which is really run by Germany to a lesser extent, France, they should start serious talks about having zero tariffs on everything. That would stimulate everybody's economy. The Trump and the European Union president, about a year or so ago, they endorsed the idea of zero tariffs, but it's gone no place, especially because Germany didn't want it. But the German economy is now slowing. It's probably already in a recession. And Angela Merkel, the chancellor, she despises Trump personally and professionally. She's on her way out of office. If the European countries at the G7 agree to push for this, zero tariffs, then they should all sit back and watch China squirm. Because what it means is there'll be a boost to the European economies, U.S. economy, British economy. And then I think Trump goes in for the final kill, which is to say to the Europeans, to say to Germany, France, all the Europeans, Britain, Mexico, and Canada, who were not at the G7, but we already have a trade deal with them, and then South Korea, we have a new trade deal with them, and Japan, which is at the G7, we're negotiating a trade deal with them, getting close to the end. I think Trump then proposes to everybody, he pivots and he's Mr. Nice Guy, and then I think he says to everybody, look, we all have issues with China. They've taken advantage of our generosity. They're stealing our technology. They're demanding technology be turned over to them, valuable technology, in order to trade with China. We've all got a beef. I think we all go together to China, and we say we are all united in our opposition to what you've been doing to us and you continue to do to us, and we want to force a trade deal with you. We don't want concessions. We just want to have it be fair and reciprocal. If you want to trade with us, great, zero tariffs. Zero tariffs on everybody's side. So if Trump could ever do that, probably not achieve it at this next meeting, next 48 hours, but if he could move in that direction, get the United States and the United Kingdom, then get the Europeans to come along, he could assemble an extraordinary, powerful coalition that China could not ignore.
So we've got about 3 minutes, and I want to get into the whole question of Russia coming back into the G8. The president has been pushing for it. Pundits label him an agent of Russia. They say he's being blackmailed. What are the pros and cons of bringing Russia back into the G7, which would become the G8 again?
You know, I think the pundits ought to get, a new gig. Because, he's a Russian agent. He's a Russian asset. And then the Mueller report turned out to say none of that stuff, but they're still kind of on the same theme, although nobody's paying a whole lot of attention. That being said, I don't think Trump should get bogged down in this topic. When I work for President Trump, and I admire him greatly, and I think he's got guts and determination in a lot of really great ways, but one of his greatest weaknesses is that he just can't set priorities. I don't care about the tweets or the trash talk or the belligerence. I don't like it. But I think the problem is to set priorities. He's a counterpuncher. He cannot resist taking that punch, no matter how insignificant the insult. And it gets him distracted from the main event. Nobody on earth lands a better punch than Donald Trump. And he will always punch back harder than the punch he's gotten. But it's hard to punch all the time against everybody. I think that he should focus on the one punch that really matters, and in this case, it's China. He said it during the campaign, China, 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 and I think to talk about Russia now at the G7, it doesn't matter in regard to China. It doesn't figure in that deal, and I don't think it's worth taking up agenda time, and I don't think it's worth taking up airtime by the pundits who still are fixated on Russia.
You mentioned China.
Yeah.
He turned the heat up on Friday. The stock market has jitters. And is this part of the reason that nobody has confronted China in the past?
Yeah, and that's the key. I mean, that really is the key, that nobody's had the guts. Because previous American presidents, and including the leaders of either party, Washington, has never stood up to China. When China was weak 30 years ago or so, we kept telling ourselves that we need to help China modernize, even at the expense of American business. We need to help them along, give them a helping hand. We're the big brother, they're the little brother. And once they become a modern society and a modern economy, China will want to be like us. They'll want free markets, open societies. They'll play by the rules of the liberal world order, and everybody will be happy kumbaya. But it didn't happen that way. As China became more and more prosperous, more and more modernized, they become more and more authoritarian at home and abroad. They're gaming the world trading system, and they're putting their own people in concentration camps. And they've got riots in Hong Kong, which could threaten to sort of spill over into China. So I don't think that anybody should be confused. China is not the good guy we thought they would be. And then as they got stronger, really in the 21st century, I think Presidents Bush and Obama wouldn't stand up to China for fear of its retaliation, like we're seeing today.
We got about 30 seconds left, KT, and I just wanted to get your final thoughts on China and what's next.
We got to stand up to them. It's the only time we can do it. 10 years from now, it'll be too late. We got to be willing to take the punches, but Trump should assemble a coalition, and we all go after him together.
Wow. KT McFarland, as always, so great to get your perspectives, and I wish you were there at the G7 with them. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. The news is next at 8 with Barbara Britt, then it's Garden Sense.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.